Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to take a top loop in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a proper jungle and old-school D&B driver. The goal is simple: get that gritty, rolling upper drum layer movie with attitude, while keeping the kick, snare, and sub completely clean. A top loop is the part of the drum groove that lives above the low end. Think hats, shuffles, ghost hits, break detail, little percussion flicks, and dusty noise. It's the energy layer, and in jungle, that layer often carries more of the motion than the bass line does. When it's working, the track feels like it's running forward on its own. When it's wrong, it gets messy fast and starts fighting the snare. So the first move is choosing the right source. Don't start with something too flat. You want a break or drum loop with real transient detail, some hat movement, maybe a few ghost notes or off-grid accents. Something with personality. A perfectly quantized loop can work, but for this style, a more human source usually gives you a better result. Load that break onto an audio track and listen for the part that already feels alive. You're not just looking for individual hits. You're looking for motion. What to listen for here is whether the loop already has a natural push and pull in the top end. If it does, you're halfway there before you touch a single device. Now carve it into a top loop roll. Start with a Q8 and high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 HC, depending on the source. If it feels boxy, gently cut some low mids around 250 to 500 AC. If you need more presence, a small boost in the 6 to 10 kHz range can help bring out the hats. But be careful. The job is to clear space for the kick and sub, not turn the loop into thin paper. Why this works in D&B is because the low end needs discipline. The kick and sub are the weight. The top loop is the movement. If the loop is carrying too much low mid energy, the whole drop starts to blur, and the backbeat loses authority. A really important move here is resampling. Once you've cleaned the loop, set up a new audio track and record the processed output. This is where the sound starts to become its own thing. Before you print it, a simple chain can work really well. Try EQ8 for cleanup, then a touch of saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and a light drum bus if needed. Keep the boom off or very low for a top loop. If you want a bit of glue, a compressor with a slowish attack and moderate release can tighten the result, but don't squash it. What to listen for after resampling is density. The loop should feel a little more forward, a little more textured, but not harsh or splatty. You want bite, not digital fizz. Once you've recorded it, chop the loop into useful fragments. This is where the groove becomes musical. Grab the strongest hat hit, a snare ghost, a shuffled tail, maybe a tiny fill or punctuation hit. Build a one-bar or two-bar phrase from those pieces. Keep the main accents aligned with the kick and snare skeleton, but let the smaller hits lean slightly ahead or behind the grid for bounce. And this is a great point to remember something important. In jungle, the top loop should imply movement across the bar. It should not just repeat a static pattern. The tiny gaps, the little stutters, the imperfect accents, that's where the character lives. You've got two main flavor choices here. If you want tighter and more modern pressure, keep the slices shorter, reduce decay, clean up overlaps, and focus on sharp hat ticks and offbeat motion. If you want that dustier old-school jungle feel, leave more tail, allow a bit of bleed, and keep the ghost notes and fills hanging in there. Neither choice is wrong. It depends on the vibe of the tune. A darker roller usually benefits from the tighter approach, because it leaves more room for the bass. A more authentic jungle drop often wants the looser, sample-based feel. Now shape the chopped loop with some movement and control. One solid approach is drum bus into glue, compressor into EQ8. Keep the drive moderate. Push the transients a little if the loop lost bite, and use the compressor gently. You want a couple dB of gain reduction, not a crushed break. If the loop starts getting spitty, trim a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. If you want a rougher version, try saturator, then erosion, then EQ8, and maybe utility if you need width control. Keep erosion subtle. You want grit on the top, not a cloud of hiss. What to listen for is whether the transient still punches, while the tail feels denser and more recorded. That's the sweet spot. Now, don't judge it in solo for too long. Bring the kick, snare, and bass back in immediately. This is where the real test happens. Does the snare still feel like the backbeat king? Does the kick still cut through cleanly? Can you still hear the bass line clearly in the low mids? If the snare starts losing authority, pull back anything around 2 to 4 kHz or shorten the slices around that hit. If the loop is crowding the bass, clean up the low mids around 150 to 400 HC and make the high pass a little more deliberate. A top loop can sound amazing alone and still ruin the drop. The full context is the truth. At this point, small timing nudges can make a huge difference. Move one hat fragment slightly ahead for urgency. Let a ghost note sit a touch behind for drag. Keep the main snare aligned hits locked. Don't shift everything the same way or it starts to feel lazy and drunk. You want bounce, not chaos. The groove should feel like it's breathing around the snare, not tripping over it. One really useful coach note here. Keep your core loop narrower than you think. A centered, disciplined top loop usually hits harder in the club and translates better in mono. If you want width, use separate stereo FX or occasional accent layers. Don't let the main pulse drift too wide unless that's a deliberate effect. Now think like an arranger, not just a loop designer. A great top loop should evolve over 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Remove a fragment before a transition. Add a small hat fill near the turnaround. Open the top end a little as you build energy, then pull it back. Bring in extra distortion only for the second half of a phrase if you want that lift. A little movement goes a long way. This is especially powerful in darker DNB. Sometimes the most effective thing you can do is create a bit of negative space. Thin the loop for a beat before the change, then bring it back with a stronger print. In jungle, that moment of absence can hit harder than a busy fill. And once you've got the version that really works, commit it. Print it again if you need to, flatten it, simplify it, and keep only the strongest chain. That's one of the best habits in resampling-based drum work. Decisions become audio. Audio moves faster. And a loop with a little roughness often has more identity than one that's been polished to death. Let's quickly cover the common traps to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the top loop. Don't overcompress it until the bounce disappears. Don't make every slice equally loud and rigid, because jungle needs hierarchy. Don't widen the whole thing so much that it falls apart in mono. And don't keep tweaking it in solo when the real test is always the full drop. If you want a darker, heavier sound, remember this. Saturation should add density, not just brightness. Let one part of the loop misbehave. A clipped hat tail or a dusty transient can add a lot more menace than making the whole thing aggressively shiny. And always check mono early. If the loop collapses weirdly, fix it before you build the rest of the tune around it. Here's the mindset to keep while you work. A top loop in jungle lives or dies on how it sits against the snare. If it feels exciting alone but starts stealing focus from the backbeat, it's already too busy. Ask yourself one simple question over and over. Does this add propulsion? Or is it just filling air? So let's wrap it up. The path is, choose a break with reedal motion. Clean it into the top range, resample it, chop it with intention. Shape it lightly with Ableton stock tools and always test it in context with kick, snare, and bass. Keep the low end clear, preserve transient life, and use small timing and arrangement changes to keep the loop alive. That's how you get a top loop that feels gritty, rhythmic, and genuinely jungle, without wrecking the mix. Now I want you to do the mini exercise. Build one usable jungle-style top loop in 15 minutes using only stock devices. Make one resampled version. Keep the final chain simple and create one 8-bar variation. Then check it in context. Does the snare stay clear? Does the groove still work in mono? Does the loop push the tune forward without shrinking the low end? If you want to go further, take on the homework challenge. Make two contrasting versions from the same source, one tighter and cleaner, one dirtier and more broken. Then choose the one that actually serves the track better. That's the real lesson here. Not just making a loop sound good in isolation, but making it drive the record. Do that, and you're not just building a loop, you're building movement.